Jaguar gained a good deal of mainstream media coverage when they just announced that their new models would be all electric by 2025. While electric vehicles are, understandably, the flavour of the moment, Jaguar also announced some other things. The first all-electric Land Rover model in 2024, the whole company to be net zero carbon by 2039, and they are developing hydrogen vehicles. James Scrimshaw, the PR manager for Jaguar Australia, reflects on this development arising in the UK.
Clean hydrogen fuel cell power is being developed at the moment, and we've been working on this for a little while, something we haven't spoken about yet. The development's underway, and we'll have prototypes on the UK roads within the next 12 months across the country. So we're definitely introducing that because the aim is to be zero tailpipe emission free in the future.
I'm David Brown.
No matter what type of vehicle you're looking for, you'll find a review at carreviewcentral.com.au. Log on now to check out Peter Barnwell's review of the new Mazda BT50. Rob Fraser's been driving the Audi RS4 Quattro Avant and the Jaguar F-Type R-Dynamic Coupe. While there's also a review of one of Australia's best-selling small cars, the 2021 Hyundai i30. All those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.